The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Well, my mom's gone, and I'm sad. And our cat, Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan, is very happy. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yeah, my mom left. You know, we had our cat, unfortunately, protest pee on the carpet. And he'd never done anything like this. I was freaking out. Otto and I walked into our home. We're married. And immediately we looked at each other.
And we're like, oh.
Oh, no, no. I had to get the rug, rinse it out. And then my mother-in-law, Mama Maddox, was like, you'll never get the smell out, Dana. She's from Minnesota. I'm trying to do my best Minnesota impression. You'll never get the smell out. What did I do?
She got the smell out.
Sure did.
Dana is the champion of all laundry, okay?
Oh, I really am. But let me tell you something. I just don't understand why he was so upset. It's because my parents stayed in the room that you have to go through to get to his place, his litter box.
Oh, okay.
He's like, what are you doing in my space? I miss her dearly. He was just ecstatic yesterday. They're gone.
He was in a whole other mood. He was outside the room. He was running around. It was like, he was so happy they were gone.
My immediate thought was, do cats lift their leg when they do that or no?
No, they're squatters.
Squat situation.
And he's neutered.
What a life. I mean, that's more reason to be upset.
He never knew of the life.
Having pets is such a big responsibility. My grandmother taught me this very early. My Nana, when we had pets, she was so meticulous about how she cared for them. She washed their bowls after every feeding. She used to feed the neighborhood strays. I don't know if anybody remembers. There used to be this big red bag of dog food. It was a Purina brand with a checkerboard on it. We're going back. And she would just buy it and just put food out. And there'd be like 10 dogs.
All the stray dogs from the neighborhood?
All the strays, because she felt bad or else they would be hungry. Nobody fed them.
Dana's little, the barrio she grew up in, and you got to call it a barrio.
It's a barrio. That's what it is.
Yeah. There's just random dogs. We'll go for a walk and there's pit bulls walking around.
Oh, and I'm like, I don't walk without a brick in that neighborhood.
Whoa,
we were at the church.
The dog literally cornered me.
On the way to church?
In the church parking lot.
Peace be with you.
Do you remember your first pet?
Our first pet was it's a dog named Maxwell, and Maxwell was the name came from, that was the street where the adoption center was at. We continuously got black lab mixes from like adoption places, and just named them Maxes. So throughout my childhood, we had like four or five different Maxes.
You repeated the dog name.
Yeah, we never switched it up.
Oh, well, I think that's smart because you love that dog, and so it just continues, right? And
it was kind of creepy adopting after the third one.
Was it?
It kind of felt like a ghost presence a little bit, but Max 4 was, I think that boy was autistic.
Max 4
was autistic?
He would jump into the wall and stuff.
Pobrecito. Yeah, well, at least you adopted
him. Did you call him Max 1, Max 2, Max 3, Max 4?
Yeah.
It's like a new line of shoe came out.
My first pet was Cicero, a cat, and he was named after the philosopher Marcus Tullius. Cicero from Italy. Yeah, my uncle really liked to read.
I was going to say, you did not come up with that name as a child.
No, not at all. But I read about, after that, I learned about the philosopher, and I loved this cat, and he loved me. And in the little barrio that I grew up in, I would walk him around in his little stroller. I had a stroller for him, and I would put a giant comforter on top of him. And he was my friend, and we'd walk around
the middle of the summer, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was weird.
You're like a little old cat lady.
I would take the comforter off, and he would just run. I'd be like, where are you going?
For freedom.
It's like for a drink of water.
What was your first pet? Who was your first pet?
I had a dog named Prince, named after Prince. My mom was a huge fan of Prince.
I just said she's from Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah, Prince the Singer. Yeah, so he was a Belgian Shepherd, and he was big, and he was mean, and I don't want to bring down the mood, but I went with my mom to put him down because he was too mean. Yeah, that was. I always thought about that. I'm like, who takes a 5 or 6 year old to put down their dog?
Yeah, and I think that's why your content selection is the way it is.
It is.
You know what? At the point of the story where you're like, I don't want to bring down the mood, you could have stopped the story right there.
But I went with my mother to put my dog Prince down, named after the artist
Vivid
Prince.
Memory from my childhood.
Anyway.
Him and the real Prince both been down medicated.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you good friends with an ex? Can you be good friends with your ex and your current partner be okay with that? Mm. That's the question, because Alyssa caught Chris text messaging. Chris is actually the one who contacted us for the down of the DM. He said, she found out I was talking to my ex and I think she's going to pay me back. It didn't even go down in the DM at all. It turns out it was his guilty conscience.
Chris, you're on the phone.
Who the f***
Don't worry about that at all. Don't worry about me. We are done. You and your little friends, you can go call Caitlin, okay? Because I'm done with this.
So you're not going to tell me who this guy is? You're just not going to tell me who he is?
No, because you're not my boyfriend anymore. You're not my boyfriend anymore, okay? I don't want to be with you. We're over, okay? We're done. Bye.
Chris had a poor attitude from the moment he started talking to us. He was all up in Otto's face.
Not my favorite person.
No, and then he was just rude, and obviously, I think he was shooting a shot with his ex to see how, you know, how she would interact with him, per se. Being friends with the ex, I don't have a problem with Otto being friends with his ex at all.
I think you can be friendly, but you can't be friends. You can't hang out. You can't go to lunch. You can't go to dinner. You can't be talking on the phone all the time, because that's just going to lead to something that's going to happen, because you already had something together and you might reignite it if you hang out all the time.
Ooh. I don't see how.
What do you mean you don't see how? If you were already in love once, you can be in love again.
I don't know. If I didn't have children, I would just deny I'd even been with these people. So I'm sorry. Speak for yourself, honey. Not me. I trust you 100%, though. I don't care.
Yeah, I think that's great, because you should. But at the same time, it's like, I just, like, for this situation, like, or just any situation, it's okay to be friendly, but that's it.
Otto, you act like you're so calm. You broke my makeup case just because I don't even know how in the world my ex was involved in a conversation.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you're talking about.
He threw my eyeshadow palette across the room.
Oh, no.
Anything but the eyeshadow palette,
not the
sir.
The eyeshadow palette.
When was this?
I don't know. You blocked it.
I guess that's one strategy, to be like, make sure she never gets ready again.
That was.
You ain't going to get pretty for him. No, but when was this? Seriously.
I don't remember. It was, I don't remember. I think Ava was about 4. And then another time, you broke my phone.
Oh, nice.
You broke my phone with your hand. You said,
wow, this memory is, lane. Yeah, this is a fun day today, Dana.
We get on the radio and we're like, well, we can do it. You offer all this advice. Anthony, if you're with somebody, I'm just putting it out there. Let's just say you're with imaginary Denise. And Denise tells you, it makes me uncomfortable. Wouldn't you honor her and say, you know what? I want things to work out with you, Denise. I'm not going to talk to my ex now.
Yes, that's also a loaded question, because I would never even put myself in that situation.
Who was jealous like that?
No, with talking to my exes. I think when you get in a new relationship, respectfully, like, I still have like appreciation for you. I wish all my exes well in life, but there's no real point of us communicating anymore.
I have another woman in my life,
and there's no real reason. Nor do I think, like, I'll say this, you can call me jealous or toxic if you want to, but it's not that I have a problem with my ex talking or my current girlfriend talking to her exes. It's that I don't know what that dude's intentions are. Mm. And guys, I don't know one guy who just wants to just be friends with the ex and hang out, or just be completely cordial and normal friends.
I think that's sound advice. I do understand what you're saying. You should trust your partner, but at the same time, if someone's pushing them, why should they keep that person around? If that person is trying to get with them, or they're trying to manipulate them or hurt the relationship, maybe they don't even want to be with them, but they just don't want to see you happy.
Ooh.
You don't know. So being friends, you have to really think about, why am I friends with this person? Why am I engaging with them? What is their intent before you commit to speaking to an ex? Any amount of time, because Otto, you did talk to your ex, but you never brought them around. You never hung out. It wasn't like we were going to dinner with anybody or anything like that.
Like I said, you could be friendly. You can't be friends.
877-730-DCS1. Are you friends with your ex? Call us now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can you be friends with an ex? Is it healthy? I think it's all depending on how you treat this person, especially in regards to keeping your relationship that you're currently in safe. Making the person that you're with feel safe. We're talking about the down of the DM earlier. Chris was text messaging his ex. His girlfriend Alyssa caught him. And then it turned, he thought she was talking to somebody else. That's not the case, but she broke up with him anyway. Miss Amy, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What are you thinking about today's down on the DM? And can you be friends with an ex?
Yeah, so I kind of have a funny story about that. My best, absolute best friend is my husband's ex-girlfriend.
What?
Oh. Okay. Were you friends before you met, or?
So me and her were friends for a very long time before we met him, and we both met him on the same night, and I was with someone else at the time and she was single, so they like worked it out and they dated for a little while, but maybe like 3 months, it wasn't a very long time, and it didn't work out. And then maybe about a year later, I realized, like, oh wait, maybe I like Drew. So
nice.
I asked her permission, you know, if I could, you know, pursue, and she was like, oh yeah, it's fine, it's totally fine, and now me and my husband have been together for 14 years,
and
he's still my absolute best friend, so.
Congratulations. I do love, though, the fact, yeah. I mean, I think it's a big deal that you said you asked her permission. Because you were being respectful.
Oh,
you know, Amy, she's your friend, right? She was your friend. Even though it wasn't serious between them, I don't like when people sneak around and do it. You know what I mean, right? You
right.
went to her and said, look, it didn't work out. I like him. And she was 100% with it. Obviously, she really meant it or you wouldn't be friends anymore.
Right.
Is she married?
Yeah, she's married. And she has kids. We have kids. Like, and we all hang out together. Like, it's beautiful. It's awesome.
There's no awkwardness at all.
No, not at all. And now Trisha and Drew don't like hang out alone together or anything
yeah,
like
she's
that.
She's like, let me settle this. She's like, let me explain.
yeah, but
I mean, this might be a lot
that,
to ask.
Yeah, we're one big happy family. It's
were they
beautiful.
Ever like romantic with each other though? Or was it just they just dated?
Oh, yeah, they were.
Oh, okay.
They definitely were.
And that's why Miss Amy is saying they do not spend any time alone. I understand where you're coming from, girl. I understand. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Call back anytime. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Evan, thank you so much for holding. How are you?
Good.
All right, what are your thoughts? Can you be friends with the Knicks?
Well, I don't have experience with that, but I just wanted to call because I feel like he was, his name's Chris, right?
Yeah, Chris.
I feel like he was just trying to be a nice person to,
Alyssa?
His name's.
Alyssa?
Yes. No.
Okay. Oh, to Otto?
Wait, no, his
to
ex.
His ex. To his ex.
Oh, to his
ex? Yeah, just trying to find out what's
because.
Okay.
No, I think it's because med school is really hard and she made it through that, right?
Oh.
Well,
are you in med school right now or something? Or you can relate to this or what?
I'm about to be.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So you feel like he was just being nice about his ex. Then why was he accusing his girlfriend of trying to pay him back? That was not even the case.
Well, my thought is she didn't really have much second thought on leaving him. So I feel like she was actually doing something with Pete.
Ooh.
Oh,
Evan. Yeah. You know what, man? I like your style, bro. And if you ever need a congratulations or motivation from to get through med school, just call us. We got you.
What are you going to study?
Veterinary medicine.
Oh, oh wow. Yeah. Well, we found our new
vet. It counts as med school.
You darn right it does. Well, we love you. Thank you so much for calling. Congratulations, Evan. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
First time ever, Cardi B is actually speaking out about her ex-husband, Offset. And we're going to play the audio. I was surprised to hear what she had to say. We'll get into it after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
Oh, we have Brent Faiyaz celebrating his birthday. Jimmy Fallon and from Love Island, Serena Page celebrating her birthday as well.
Cardi B is on a press tour. She's going to meet with fans. She's releasing albums. I'm talking vinyl, cassettes. You know, she's doing it old school, making a round, sat down with CBS's Gayle King to talk about Am I the Drama? And I just read that no questions were off the table. That was part of the agreement. Gayle was like, I get to ask her anything. And Cardi was like, all right, cool.
Cardi pretty much talks about everything anyways.
It depends on how you approach it. And Gayle is very respectful, right? You have to be respectful of the questions. And she did ask her, how are you and Offset getting along? What's going on with your ex? You know, I didn't realize they've been divorced so long. They've been separated so long. And Cardi spoke on it pretty honestly.
I just wish he was a better person. Better person for your kids.
You have the three children to raise with him. Do you think you all will be able to co-parent? Is that something you think about or you discuss?
I think, like, not right now. That's always been my wish. I get along with everybody that I dated. Like, it's like, if we all move on, there shouldn't be no animosity. Your life, my life, separate. We should be able to raise kids. We should be able to ask each other questions. We should be able to be like, hey, look what one of the kids just did. Look at this. Look at the report card.
To be able to celebrate your children together.
Yeah, we should be able to celebrate. Yeah. But it's not about the kids.
I understand where she's coming from, and I can kind of understand where Offset's coming from. He's not over it yet. It's going to take him time. But in the midst of all of that, the one that pays the price when you're not coming around, when you're not visiting for Christmas and birthdays, is the children. And I think both people, you need to remember that the children are the only ones getting hurt. And so put those feelings aside for a minute.
This is one of the times that it's okay to fake it.
Yes, Otto, absolutely. In other situations, never fake it. But in this one, you should.
Just for the sake of the kids, let them think that you guys are cordial. Let them think that you guys have some kind of, you know, friendly relationship. It's only going to be better for them in the long run.
And Offset is doing this to hurt Cardi. He didn't show up for Christmas. He didn't buy birthday presents. He didn't do these things to hurt her. And it is hurting her. In the end, it will hurt them as well.
But she was seeing like Stefan Diggs, like low key, though, off and on the whole time.
That doesn't have anything to do with the kids.
Yeah, but if you're going to like put yourself in that situation, you go, you know what? For my own mental clarity, I'd rather not even be here. Then it is what it is.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
I understand that Cardi B's on her press tour right now, but she's not exactly the most easiest person to depart from, have we seen from some of the videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, I understand that. It's a two-way street. It is a two-way street. He cheated. She, you know, finally got tired of it or whatever. In the end, none of that matters. The kids come first. You guys chose to procreate. You chose to get married. You chose the mental clarity. You know whose mental clarity comes first? These children. You are an adult and you made those babies.
But I will answer the question. Yes, Cardi, you are the drama.
I am the drama. I can't wait to run it from beginning to end because I feel like she's back.
It does have some really good features on there. I'm excited for the Selena Gomez song and then the one with her and Lizzo. I am a little
Megan Thee Stallion's on there. Summer Walker's on twice.
I'm a little disappointed, though, that she did include WAP on there. And I guess that's just like a streaming play to get the streaming numbers
up.
It's not a part of this album.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm excited to see. And, you know, if Lord knows hip hop needs a new song right now.
For sure. And Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Making an appearance. You know what? That's something we'll have to talk about next week for sure, because I know the Janet, she's going to have a lot of mothers and grandmothers listening to that album for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.